found in the book of Psalm 84, verse 1 to 12. We'll open up your Bible and just follow, please. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! My soul yawns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty. My King and my God, blessed are these who dwells in your house. They are even praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, where hearts are set on pilgrimage, as they pass through the valley of Baca. They make it in a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob's. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a son of Sheol. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good things does he withhold from those who walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you.
Good morning, everyone.
早晨啊，真系。
So good morning, right?
我想问下咧，有几多人咧？我哋系喺 SFU 嗰度毕业噶。
I want to ask who graduated from SFU.
Okay, 或者我哋有参加过 SFU 嘅毕业礼噶。
Who joined the SFU convocation?
你毕业嘅时候，你或者你参加嘅时候，你都记得咧，由佢哋即系先头要排晒队，跟住要行好长嘅路咧，先至去到嗰个 graduation ceremony 嘅地方嘅。
When you participated or watched the whole ceremony, you saw that everybody had to line up a long road before get to the stage.
你仲记唔记得你当日毕业嘅时候嗰种心情系点噶？
Do you remember what was your feeling that day when you graduated?
喺度等待嘅时候嗰种嘅心情。
When you were anticipating to walk up the stage.
不过的而且确咧，要等待嘅时候睇下等紧啲乜嘢嘅时候，个心情会有唔同嘅。
But for sure, anticipating different things that can have different feelings.
要等紧 final exam.
Or maybe you waiting for final exam.
或者咧要等紧一个。 即係 medical 嘅 appointment，
or you, maybe you waiting for to go to a medical appointment，
甚至乎可能係等待緊要做一個手術，
or maybe waiting for a big surgery。
咁你等待嘅時候嗰種心情就完全唔同噶咯。
When you waiting, that the whole all these scenarios are different。
不過你又諗下咧，你結婚嘅時候，如果下個禮拜咧就係去等待緊你自己嘅結婚啦。
Well, but what if you're going to get married next week？
咁我心情又唔同啦，係嘛？
What would be your mood? What would be your feeling then?
原来你等候结婚同你等候大考同埋做手术一样嘅。
Well, maybe the anticipation to get married or getting an exam is the same.
咁就唔好结到个啦。
Then you better not get married.
所以等待系等待紧啲乜嘢咧？嗰个心情会有唔同嘅影响。
Well, the anticipation is different depending on the situation.
诗篇84篇咧，其实咧系一首等待嘅嗰种嘅诗歌。
Psalms 84, it's a psalm about anticipation, waiting.
等待咩咧？
What are you waiting for?
原来就系当时候诗人去等待佢哋去朝圣去到圣殿敬拜上帝嘅时候所唱嘅诗歌。
The psalmist were waiting to go to pilgrimage and the song to sing.
当时候咧，佢哋咧每一年嘅时候咧，佢哋都会喺佢哋自己所住嘅地方，专登从要好老远嘅要去到耶路撒冷嘅圣殿嗰度去敬拜上帝。
Back then, every year they have to do that. They have to walk a long journey and go to this pilgrimage journey.
行嘅嗰个过程咧，就系叫做一个朝圣嘅旅程。
This journey is called pilgrimage, the journey of pilgrimage.
诗篇84篇的诗人就告诉我们，在这个朝圣的旅程的时候，渴慕去朝见上帝的时候，那种的心情是怎样。
The psalmist in Psalm chapter 84 talks about how this person anticipates this longingness to go to this pilgrimage journey.
今天呢其实是 the second Sunday of Advent.
Do I speak in Cantonese?
Yeah.
今天是张林期的第二个礼拜。
是啦，咁係 Advent 係咩意思呢？
What is the meaning of Advent?
係讲緊 coming, 或者係 arrival.
It talks about coming and arrival.
係讲緊乜嘢嘅 coming 呢？
What kind of coming?
当然啦， Advent 就係讲緊我哋要纪念主耶稣基督嘅降生。
Advent remembers Jesus' birth.
不过就算你同埋我啲 history 点差呢，我哋都知道耶稣已经降生咗㗎啦。
Even our history it marks is so low, well, but we all knew that he was born.
咁我哋仲等緊啲咩嘢呢？
But what are we waiting for still?
原来 Advent 除了是去纪念主耶稣基督已经降生了。
Advent talks about Jesus was born.
其实也是等候主耶稣基督第二次的来临。
But it also signifies, tells us that Jesus is coming again, the second coming.
你和我原来就是活在耶稣基督第一次的来到和第二次降临的中间的这段的时间。
We are actually living in between the first and the second coming of Jesus Christ.
原来你和我就是等待着主耶稣基督再来的时候，这个就是朝圣的旅程的人生。
We are actually in this pilgrimage journey waiting for Jesus to come back again.
如果是这样的时候，诗篇84篇去鼓励了我们在这个朝圣等待迎见神的这个旅程当中，我们可以抱着什么样的心情？
So in Psalm 84, it encourages us about this anticipation. What can we do about that?
我们先看头四节。
Let's look at the first four verses.
第一节的时候，他说，万军的耶和华，你的居所何等可爱。
The first verse, it says, How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
其实呢，这个是很特别的一个的称呼。
This is a special connotation.
他说万军的耶和华。
It says, O Lord Almighty.
是强调神的大能和他是一个战士的身份。
Stresses the strength that he is a warrior.
但是呢跟着下一句他说的是什么呢？
Well, what follows is...
actually, in English, it's not a follow. It's the first, it's first word.
Yes, oh, okay.
How lovely.
Yeah, because English and Chinese is always like reverse, right? So in Chinese is the second following, but in English it begins at how lovely.
Yeah, actually, this 个翻译是更加好的。
Which one is better?
English.
The English is better? Okay, good.
So how lovely.
How lovely.
即是原来这位上帝是多么可爱。
Our God is so cute, so lovely.
这个 so cute.
Cute,、
okay.
可爱 is cute,
yeah,
right?
That's
yeah,
right.
There
you
go.
You are so cute too.
Thank you.
How lovely 这个字呢其实在旧约圣经呢其实是用在男女之间那种情爱的表达。
In Old Testament, it talks about actually it's a relationship between a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
你有没有见过一些拍拖的男女呢？
Have you seen like a boyfriend and girlfriend?
他们在说话你听不明白
的。When they talk, you don't understand it.
是吗？还有他们在互相称呼的时候你不太知道为什么他会这样叫他。
When they call each other nicknames, you don't know what those nicknames are.
不过你不知道不要紧他们知道就可以了。
Well, it doesn't matter. The only matter is the two of them.
近来我发觉在香港有很多年轻人喜欢这样去称呼那些艺员的。
Lately, I have heard in Hong Kong, a lot of people, the fans, they describe these, big movie stars.
他们就是怎样叫他的名字就加一个 BB 在后面。
Oh, right. They say the name and then say baby afterwards.
Yeah, 翠如 BB 啦。
Like,Who's to you? To you? Who's to you?
That's
okay. Or whatever. It's like Ian, our baby. There we go. That's from Winnie, not from me, of course.
咁另外咧，就如果你喺香港嚟嘅，你唔知道唔记得边个叫做王夏慧啊
？No.
以前我哋叫夏慧依，而家叫做夏慧 BB.
Really? That like really that really older senior actress. It's Mrs. or Miss Wong.Baby,
yeah, that's
okay,
right.
There we go.
啊，咁佢即系我讲紧嗰种嘅称呼。
Talks about all this connotation.
啊，即系就系讲紧，哇，原来我哋同上帝之间嗰种关系系咁密切嘅。
The relationship is actually really close and intimate.
所以咧，佢仲要讲佢话，我嘅羡慕渴想耶和华嘅短语，我嘅心肠，我嘅肉体咧都要向永生神呼吁。
In verse 2, it says, My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
佢话佢嘅心
，It says my heart，
中国人咧讲心咧就系要讲紧情感嘅表达嘅。
Well, Chinese people, when we talk about hearts, it talk about feelings.
所以我哋讲紧咧，如果系爱一个人咧，我哋讲心唔讲金啊嘛。
So when we say we love somebody, we say we love the hearts, but not the money.
咁但系咧，原来犹太人咧讲心咧就唔系用心去用讲情感，唔系用心去表达。
For Jewish people, feelings, emotions, it's not for Jewish people. They don't say describe it as their heart.
你估唔估到佢哋用咩器官去表达嘅
？They use what kind of organs do they use instead of a heart？
我睇下你有冇先。
Let's see if you do have it.
佢哋系用条肠去表达嘅。
See, it's the intestine.
佢话即系我条肠好爱你。
It says my intestine loves you.
就是讲紧佢哋嘅心嘅意思。
It actually means my heart.
但相反，犹太人讲心呢个字咧，其实佢哋有另一个嘅 meaning。
But on the other hand, like Jewish, when they use the word heart, it has a different meaning.
佢系讲紧佢哋嘅 mind 同佢哋嘅 will。
They said the mind and the will。
即系诗人话，我用我嘅全人嘅意志，我嘅心思都系好渴慕呢一位嘅上帝。
The psalmist is trying to say, all my mind and heart is yearning for God.
唔单止系咁添，跟住佢话我嘅肉体都要向永生神呼吁。
Not only that, even my body is crying out for God.
唔好明啊，点样我嘅肉体向神呼吁
？Well, how would my body just like crying out? How does it do that?
另一个英文译本咧，亦都更加好嘅 NLT 嘅译法。
The NLT translation described
is whole being.
The whole being
系我哋全人去对神嗰种呼喊。
The whole being yearns for God。
嗰种唔能够按耐得住我内心嗰种嘅欢喜快乐去朝见上帝嘅时候，对神嘅呼喊。
A feeling that you cannot control anymore, that you strive and call out for God。
你有冇去过演唱会啊
？Have you been to a concert？
有冇？唔系 classical 嗰啲。
Not classical ones。
系即系阿 Kenny 嗰啲就唔同啦，嗰啲好静嘅系咪？有冇去过嗰啲即系 pop music 嗰啲 concert 啊
？Pop music concert。
哇，嗰种嘅呼喊。
Have you heard all the screaming？
或者你翻香港嘅时候咧，你经过机场咧
？Or when you passing through Hong Kong？
哇，你见到啲人好似你以为佢走难咁。
You thought they were like the refugees。
原来佢哋等紧韩星啊嘛。
Oh, they're waiting for movie stars。
等紧阿金秀贤啊嘛。
They're waiting for Korean movie stars。
系咪？即系佢哋喺度嗰种嘅呼喊。
They're yelling, screaming.
而家系诗人讲紧咧，佢对上帝嗰种，哇，嗰种渴慕咧，系要咁样呼喊出嚟嘅。
Well, Psalms actually says we actually have to do that. We have to scream it out, the yearning for God.
我谂下，有时候我哋崇拜嘅时候，有冇嗰种从内心对上帝嗰种呼喊
？Let us reflect when we worship. Do we have this yearning, screaming, yelling for God?
有时大家都好，有时拍手掌，我哋会咧喺度即系举手去敬拜。
Well, we raise our hands when we worship God.
不过有时候咧，我哋嘅心唔喺度嘅。
Sometimes our heart is not here.
有时我哋谂下咧，如果我哋呢度咧整个 camera 去影下大家一齐唱诗敬拜。
If we have a camera to capture all how you worship God.
录咗佢之后咧，跟住播翻出嚟睇。
Let me record it and play it out.
但系mute咗佢。
Put it on mute.
咁即系咧。你唔知道我哋唱紧咩歌词嘅
？Well, then you don't know what we are singing about.
但系净系睇下你同埋我嘅样咧
？Just to see your facial expressions.
隔篱嗰个可能以为我哋去丧礼嘅。
The one next to you might think that we've been to a funeral.
因为有时候我哋未必从内心里面对上帝嗰种嘅雀跃去敬拜。
Because a lot of the times we don't express our yearning for God this way.
有一次咧，我去咗另一间嘅新人嘅教会去敬拜。
One time I went to a different church.
唱诗敬拜神嘅时候咧，突然间有一个姊妹喺前排咧行出嚟跳舞。
We were singing our worshiping, but one sister came out and started dancing.
佢唔系跳俾我哋睇。
She was not dancing for us.
唔系表演节目嚟嘅。
It's not an entertainment.
系佢觉得咧，一定要用佢嘅舞蹈去敬拜上帝。
She thought that she must worship God through her dancing.
但更加令我感动嘅系呢一位姊妹隔篱嘅一位坐喺轮椅嘅弟兄姊妹。
What touched me most was another sister who was right next to the dancer.
佢企唔到起身啊。
She couldn't stand up.
但系佢喺度咧，一路喺度去喐住佢嗰个轮椅。
But she was moving her wheelchair.
因为佢要喺嗰度去舞动敬拜神。
Because she wanted to worship God that way.
有时候你同埋我对神嗰种嘅渴慕嘅心有冇咁样嘅心
？Sometimes, a lot of the times, do we have the heart like that?
诗人话佢要向永生神呼吁。
Some said he has to cry out to God.
因为咧呢位嘅上帝系佢嘅王，佢嘅神。
Because this God is his Lord and his God.
同我哋系有关系嘅。
Have a relationship with us.
跟住佢又话，佢话在你祭坛那里着麻雀为自己找着房屋， 燕子为自己找着抱错之窝。
And then it says, it keeps on going on. Verse 3, even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar.
祭坛呢都只不过仍是象征紧圣殿，象征紧敬拜上帝的地方。
An altar is a symbol of the sanctuary, a place where we worship God.
但诗人呢就将他自己比喻作为好像麻雀和燕子。
The psalmist described use sparrow and swallow to use this as a description instead.
他就不是讲啲麻雀同埋燕子飞咗去祭坛嗰度。
It didn't really mean that the sparrow and the swallow went to the altar.
如果是就 BBQ 紧佢噶啦。
Otherwise, we will be eating them.
他是讲紧比喻佢自己好似系嗰只雀鸟嗰只燕子喺出边飞。
The psalmist describes himself to be the sparrow and the swallow flying outside of the sanctuary.
但佢哋要去揾到佢哋自己嘅屋企一样。
In search of their home.
其实在当时候的背景其实有两个意思。
In that historical background, there are actually two different meanings.
第一个意思就是诗篇84篇的背景其实是当时以色列人已经被掳了。
The first meaning is when Psalm 84 happened, the Israelites were being captivated already.
他们在外的时候根本他们不容易去到耶路撒冷去敬拜上帝。
Well, because they're being captived, they couldn't go and worship in this pilgrimage.
所以他要在外好像漂流好想回去神的家一样。
They're like refugees. They really longing to go back home.
第二个 meaning 是讲我们的心情。
The second meaning is talking about our own feelings.
就算有时我们真的在上帝的殿里面好像敬拜神，但其实我们的心呢在外漂流了很远。
Maybe when we physically here attending in this worship, this place, but our heart actually is just wandering outside aimlessly.
是吗？
Is that right? Well, we can see it must be true because all of you have no response. It doesn't matter when the speaker said something and you're wandering outside. A lot of the times when we worship, we should be worshiping, we were actually outside too.
但是诗人说不是啊，翻到上帝那里的时候就好像雀鸟翻去他的巢里面那种的稳妥，那种的安乐。
The psalmist is trying to tell us that worshiping is like the birds, the sparrows and the swallows, they need to come home, that kind of feeling.
但是翻屋企翻到上帝那里的时候，朝圣的路是不是一帆风顺，是不是样东西都很好的呢？
But the pilgrimage journey, is it like an easy road? Is it easy to go?
不是，我们看第五节的时候他不是这么说。
No, in verse 5 it says it's actually not.
他说心中想往锡安大道的呢，这个人是有福的。
It says, blessed are those whose strength is in you, actually, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage.
有没有一条叫锡安大道的呢？
Is there a road to Sion?
不是的，而是讲紧就是一个朝圣的路。
No, it's actually talking about the pilgrimage journey.
朝圣的路的时候是会好像下面那一节咁会经过流泪谷。
The journey it describes, it actually, it says in verse 6 that it's through the valley of Baca.
Baca 呢其实是讲紧干旱的意思。
Baca means dryness.
要经过干旱的地方，但是最后上帝会使它成为泉。
You have to go through dryness so that you can become springs.
所以上帝从来都没有应许过说我们行朝圣的路的基督徒呢，我们的人生是一定所有都很美好。
God haven't promised us before that it's all a smooth journey when we walk this pilgrimage.
不过第七节他说我们行走的时候能够力上加力。
But in verse 7 it says we can go from strength to strength.
因为我们随时可以依靠上帝成为我们的力量。
Because we can rely on God to give us the strength.
给我们的忍耐。
Give us this perseverance.
而且我们可以好像第八节第九节，我们去到上帝的面前去祈求上帝。
It actually matches that we, as in verse 8 and 9, that through prayer we rely on God.
他说求神你听我的祷告，雅各神啊，求你留心听。
It says, hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty, listen to me, O God of Jacob.
神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面。
Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one.
神是我们的盾牌。
God is our shield.
盾牌用来做什么？
What do you use a shield for?
是，就是求神保护我们的嘛，是吧？
Well, may God protect us.
上个主日的时候呢，我们中文堂都有讲员有这样去解释了。
Last Sunday, the speaker in the Chinese worship explained that.
即是普通出去打仗的人呢，他在左手拿着盾牌，右手拿着剑的嘛。
well, the usual warriors in the wall, the left hand hold the witch,
the shield, yeah.
And the right hand hold the sword.
Yeah, okay. That's right. 咁而家我哋打啦，即係佢係我 enemy 啦。
Okay.
Okay.
We fighting.
好，咁我哋喺度擋啦。
Oh, shield. Okay.
咁但係我呢度用埋一劍出去就去刺敵人啦。
Yeah, we're gonna stab each other.
但係我一刺嘅時候咧，呢個就係我嘅弱點咯喎。
When we hit.Our weakness is actually on our ribs on the right hand side.
咁如果佢喺度攻击我，咁点啊
？Well, but what if somebody attacked me from my right side?
你知道咧，喺古时候打仗嗰啲咧，如果嗰啲好出名嘅将军咧，佢哋唔系净系自己出去打仗。
All of the generals back then, they don't go themselves.
佢哋有一个矮啲嘅人跟住佢。
Really, they have a shorter person following him.
跟住佢做咩咧？嗰个人攞住个盾牌。
The shorter person hold the shield.
就企喺佢呢一边喺度挡住。
Oh, they the person will stand on the right hand side.
所以嗰个人都好惊，嗰个人冇剑噶，就系攞住个。
That person doesn't have a sword, only has a shield.
佢唔系个盾牌挡住惊人哋打死佢，系要挡住人哋。
The shield does not protect himself. It actually has to protect the general.
你谂下耶和华上帝就系咁样。
Well, you can imagine God is like that.
攞住呢个盾牌喺我哋最弱嘅地方，佢会保护我哋。
God is protecting us, just like the little guy, like on our right hand side.
神就系咁样嘅，系成为咗我哋嘅盾牌。
God is like that, become our shield.
佢话求神去看顾呢一位受膏者。
It says God, please protect the anointed one.
受膏者咧喺诗篇里边嚟讲咧，大多数都系讲紧皇帝嘅。
Anointed one usually means a king in the Bible.
不过，如果你熟悉旧约嘅历史嘅时候咧，我哋都记得84篇系讲紧秘掳或者秘掳归回嘅时期。
Well, but if you know history in the Old Testament in Psalms 84 talks about the period in between when they're being captive.
仲有冇王啊？嗰阵时候
？Were there any kings back then？
仲有冇啊
？Were there any kings back then？ Nope.
咁佢呢个受膏者系咩意思咧
？So what does anointed one mean？
可能系指紧当时候嘅大祭司。
Probably means the high priest back then.
大祭司都系受膏嘅。
The high priest was anointed too.
而且大祭司系带领会众一齐去到朝见上帝敬拜上帝。
Even so, high priest bring their congregation to worship God.
佢话求神保守呢位嘅受膏者。
It says, please anoint, protect this anointed one.
跟住诗人咧继续从佢内心里面发出咁嘅呼喊。
The psalmist keep on heaven's yearning.
第十节佢话在你院宇住一日，胜似在别处住千日。
It says, better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
哇，即系一日同埋千日嘅比较。
The comparison between one day and 1,000 days.
你估下圣殿系咪好好住嘅咧？嗬。
You think the temple of God is really good to live in?
话如果用今日嚟去睇，你想唔想住喺 BBGC 一日，胜过住喺别处住千日咧
？It's like in today kind of terms, would you like to live here for 1,000 days? Live here for one day is better than 1,000 days elsewhere?
想唔想啊
？Would you like to do that？
啊，想啊，你可以签名，我哋安排一下。
If you like that, well, we'll come for like a sign up, and then we'll arrange that.
冇咩咁特别好吸引啫，系咪
？Nothing of interest.
啊，当时候嘅圣殿，如果你话系秘掳嘅时期添。
Back then, while it was the being captive, it's those times as well.
啊，就算佢哋翻嚟啦，回归啦 ，rebuild 咗嗰个嘅 temple 都唔系以前所罗门嗰阵时候咁宏伟嘅嗰个 temple。
Even after they rebuilt the sanctuary, but it's not the same place anymore.
咁所以嗰个唔系好值得，我一定要住喺嗰度，觉得几咁美丽。
It's not really a physical place that we really want to live in.
所以诗人其实系讲紧，只要佢同神嘅亲近喺神里边嘅时候咧，嗰种一日都比喺第二笪地方千日更加好。
It actually says that being with an intimate relationship with God for one day is much better than elsewhere for 1,000 days.
或者用一啲比喻啦，可能帮助我哋容易啲明白啊。
We use some illustrations to help you to understand this.
你陪住你嘅男朋友、女朋友或者你心仪嘅对象。
When you beside your boyfriend or your girlfriend or somebody that you really like.
一分钟嘅时候咧，会唔会比起你陪你阿妈10个钟头？
Even though 1 minute with them is compared to 10 hours with your mother.
是吗是吗或者 你跟你的同学你的死党
Or maybe with your friends.
跟他聊天十零分钟
Talk to them, to your buddies for like 10, 20 minutes.
胜过你陪你的老师一个学期是吗
It's much better than spending the whole semester with your teacher.
所以嗰个心系唔同啊，佢渴慕去到见上帝嗰种嘅心。
Your feeling, your emotion is different when you are being intimate with God.
所以佢跟住仲讲，佢话宁可在我神嘅殿中开门，都唔愿住在恶人嘅帐篷里边。
It then continues on verse 10, the little part says, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
他继续另一个 contrast 喎。
Another contrast illustrated here.
开门即是还在出面的喎。
Well, a doorkeeper means that the person is outside.
住帐篷就在里面有得住喎。
Well, living in the tent is actually inside the tent.
给你选你会想选哪个？
If you were to choose, which one would you choose?
现在这么大雨大风大雨现在停了。
Especially in this climate, it's like rain and windy and everything.
你宁愿在外定是在帐篷里面啊？
Would you rather be outside or inside?
我们当然想在帐篷里面。
Of course we want to be inside.
但是我宁可选择在外面啊。
But the psalmist said, I'd rather be outside.
能够黏住神就是最重要的。
So that I can be with God.
那这是什么意思呢？
Then what does that mean?
在这个世界上有很多人帮我们去定很多成功的定义。
In this world, there's a lot of definitions of success.
这些成功的定义就好像仿佛就是在恶人的帐篷里面个个人都要这样追求的。
All these successes actually, it's very much like being in the tent of the wickedness.
我们要有钱，我们要有屋，我们要有好有成功。
We have to have money, we have to have a nice house, we have to be successful.
有很多社会上面的人去帮我们去定这些的。
A lot of the people from inner society help us to define what the successful mean.
但是当我们有时追求这些的时候，我们就跟神越来越远。
But when we strive for these things, we actually go further away from God.
所以诗人就提醒我们，我宁可去追求亲近神，好过我去追求这些的东西。
So the psalmist says, actually, I'd rather spend time to be intimate with God rather than going after all those things.
所以他这个是诗人 的内心。
This is the psalmist's inside, most innest, most feeling.
宁可去追求神。
Rather go after God.
接着第十一节的时候，他说因为耶和华是日头，是盾牌。
In verse 11, it says, God is a sun and a shield.
又赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless.
我们经常都解错这一节的圣经。
A lot of times we interpret this verse wrong.
因为它有一个字眼令我们很容易产生误解。
Because there's a word that actually mislead us.
就是因为。
因为。
For.
For? Bestows?
Because.
Because?
因为它好像讲解前面为什么它愿意住一日。是因为呢上帝原来对他好好的，上帝好多东西祝福他的。
Well, it talks about like for that one day, it's like God is like really, really good to him.
所以因为上帝给我们很多好处，所以我们才爱上帝，才愿意亲近上帝。
Because God gives us all these good things, that's why we love God.
是不是这样说，未尝留下一样好处不给我们吗？
Oh, it says God's like give us all these favor and honor.
所以上帝你给这么多着数我，所以我就爱你。
So because God gives us all these things, so we have to love God.
但如果是这样讲的时候，我们就完全误会了诗人整篇诗篇的信息。
If that's so, we have misinterpreted the whole psalm, what the psalm is trying to tell us.
这篇的诗篇不是讲紧啊，因为你对我咁好，所以我爱你啦。
This psalm is not because you doing all these good things to me, that's why I need to worship you.
而是诗人嗰种感受，乜上帝你咁好嘅啫。
Well, it's actually the feeling of the psalmist that it's like, wow, God, you really that good to me?
试过一次咧，即系呢度骨痹下啦。
Well, 骨痹啊 ，OK。Okay, well, let us try to describe this feeling here.
有一次咧，我太太 Winnie 咁样同我讲。
Winnie one time said to me, "Okay, my goosebumps is going to come on."
系咁，跟住佢话即系我有咁多唔好，点解你仲会接纳我咁锡我嘅咧
？I have all these insufficient and not like good qualities. Why do you still love me?
啊，跟住我就同佢讲，因为我爱你啊嘛。
Because you not then I say because I love you.
当然他又跟我这样讲啦。
And then Winnie asked me,
他说知不知道为什么我肯住在你家呢？
Do you know why I'm willing to live in your house?
因为最初他嫁我家的时候，我家有九个人。
Because when she first came to our house, there was like nine other people living
in the house. 他要适应很多不同的人。
She need to accommodate to all these other people.
跟着他喊着跟我说，因为我爱你咯。
She was like crying, and weeping, like, because I love you.
跟着我就喊了。
And then I cried.
即系而家诗人系讲紧呢样嘢。
The psalmist is talking about this.
点解你咁好好到一样好处都唔留下去俾埋我嘅啫
？Why do you not leave anything like but give everything to me？
我系边一个啫？点解你连耶稣基督你都赐埋俾我嘅啫
？Who am I？ Why are you giving me even Jesus Christ？
点解连你嘅独生儿子都要嚟为到我死嘅啫
Why is your only begotten son came and died for us?
究竟我是哪一个人？
Who am I?
为什么你可以爱我爱到这样的地步？
Why could you love me like that?
这个是诗人这样说。
With the sister, what the psalmist said.
他才去体会，哇，原来在跟上帝一起的时候，那种的福气是何等的大。
Now he understands it's being blessed to be loved by God.
你今天你和我明不明白？诗人提醒我们在朝圣的路，朝圣的人，我们可以有什么心情？
For today, do you understand the feeling, the what is going through in the...in the pilgrim's mind when they walk through this pilgrimage journey.
最少从这篇诗篇里面有几样东西我们都可以一起学习。
There's a few things we can learn from this psalm.
第一样东西他说我们要去知道我们是一个朝圣者。
The first thing we have to learn that we are a pilgrim ourselves.
朝圣者到目的地没有
It's a pilgrim there to the destination yet.
诗人到了耶路撒冷的圣殿没有
The psalmist, has he been to the Jerusalem yet?
耶稣基督第二次已经来到没有
Is Jesus Christ's second coming here yet?
我们仍然等待着。
We're still waiting.
我们还在这个过程。
We're still in this journey.
过程就告诉我们这个不是目的地。
Well, this journey means we are not there at the destination yet.
但是多少时候我们将现在这个过程里面的东西成为了我们的目的地去追求。
How many times do we think that all these things happening during the journey is what we actually achieving, trying to achieve?
我们重视在世所建立的东西多过去重视我们等待着主耶稣回来。
We value all these things happening in this world more so than the coming, the destination we are back in the heaven.
所以如果我们知道我们是朝圣者的时候呢有很多东西很多执着我们都可以放低因为那些不是最重要。
If we know we are pilgrims ourselves, we know a lot of these things we can just like get rid of because we know those things are not as important.
第二样嘢嘅就系佢话佢宁可住喺神嘅殿中一日。
The second thing is, it Psalmist says, I'd rather live in the sanctuary for one day.
宁可嗰只字好好嘅一个提醒。
I'd rather is a very good reminder.
原来几时候我哋朝圣者嘅时候咧，我哋嘅生命咧都要重新嘅去。再去计算我们的 priority 是什么
When we are pilgrims ourselves, we have to prioritize what is more important to us.
在那段时间你要去考试可能你就要重新 prioritize 你的时间。
In the period of your exam, you would need to prioritize what you need to do.
现在 Kevin 和 Rossi 有小朋友但小朋友出世的时候他们有很多东西要 prioritize 过。
Kevin Rossi, they need to prioritize things as the baby is coming. A lot of things need to be juggled and adjusted.
所以现在我们如果等候着主耶稣基督回来的时候原来很多东西我们会重新因为这样的缘故重新 prioritize。
So when we're waiting for the second coming of Christ, a lot of these things we have to reprioritize in our lives.
所以是一个这样的提醒。
This is a reminder for that.
第三个就是刚才好像诗人这样讲了。
The third thing is, it's just like what the psalmist says in the passage.
诗人最期望的不是上帝的祝福。
The psalmist did not want, the ultimate yearning is not the blessing from God.
诗人也不是说最重要见神的时候你要将我带很多的侍奉去到见上帝。
The psalmist didn't want to like bring all these offerings and worshipping service to God.
诗人话其实最重要嘅系我哋自己本身同上帝嘅关系。
Psalmist says the most important thing is the relationship between ourselves and God.
我哋唔可以中意上帝嘅祝福多过中意上帝。
We can't like His blessing more than we like Him ourselves.
我哋唔可以宁愿献上我哋嘅侍奉为上帝做好多嘢，但我哋自己唔愿意献上俾上帝。
We can't rather do all these services for God, but we ourselves do not go near God.
但上帝呢度诗人讲话最重要系我哋同神嘅关系。
The psalmist says the most important thing is our relationship with God.
最后一个嘅提醒咧。
The last reminder.
呢度佢讲紧我哋喺地上边喺朝圣嘅路上边，我哋已经有冇建立渴慕神嘅心。
It talks about during this pilgrimage journey. It talks about our yearning, our heart for God.
如果拍拖嘅时候你都唔想见你嘅男朋友女朋友多一日嘅话咧
，When you're dating and you don't even want to see each other for more than one day，
咁你好难想象你同佢结婚嘅时候会觉得好兴奋。
You can't imagine you'll be so excited when you get married，
系嘛
？Right？
你有啲同学有啲同事系你真系哇想见到佢一分钟都唔想嘅。
Your classmates, your colleagues, you don't even want to see them for one minute。
你有冇同佢讲哇我愿意同你住一日，你宁可住喺第二个
？Have you told them like I want to spend a day with you living in the same household？
你成日喺度谂紧你几时走咧
？You'll be thinking when are you leaving actually？
你几时俾老细炒咧
？When are you gonna get fired？
系咪
？Right？
但是现在讲的就是我们在地上面已经有没有渴慕上帝的心。
But it talks about during our earthly days, do we have this yearning for God already?
如果没有的时候我们怎么去期望将来永远和上帝一起的时候?
If we do not yearn for God right now, how do we spend more time with God in the heaven?
而 worship 呢崇拜呢就是一个好的 remind 我们。
Worship is a good reminder for us.
Worship remind 我们去纪念过去。
Worship remind us the past.
Worship 亦都系帮助我哋 anticipate the future.
Worship help us to anticipate the future.
但系 worship 亦都帮我哋联系过去、现在同埋将来一切嘅时候。
But worship actually combines and links all the past, right now, and future all together.
让我哋喺 worship 里面一齐去用爱去经历上帝。
So that we can use love to experience God.
去等待
上帝。Through worship.
去等待
And waiting for God.
一齐祈祷。
Let's pray.
亲爱天父，我哋感谢你。
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
感谢你的恩典，你自己对我们爱的付出。
Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your offering.
让我们都学习继续用内心里面对你那种呼喊和爱去回应你。
So that we can respond to you, to your love.
我们感谢你的爱。
Thank you for your love.
感谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your blessings.
祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字求。
In Jesus Christ, the name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.